this week's parsha, Parsha Vayichi, we find something on Moedik and Pasik. We find this week's parsha. Yaakov says, "Vayoyim, well, Kim, Asher, Shalchi Avoysai Lefunov, Avon VYitzchak." The Bnei Shalom, that my fathers went before him, the son of Avraham Yitzchak, called Kim, who really oisi meoidi adoyem azeh. The Bnei Shalom, that's my shepherd, meoidi from when I was born adoyem azeh until this very day. Hamalach agoy loisi mikolru yivurach hasanurim yikurei bem shmi v'shem avoisai Avraham Yitzchak v'idgil roiv v'kerev uetz. Amazing psikim over here that Yankevin is brucha to Yosef. It's also, he says, Olikim Asher Salchi Avoy Salafun of Avraham Yitzchak. And in regards to himself, he says, Olikim Huroy Yosimi Oidi Adayoim Azeh. What's the difference between these two Midas, or this Halki Lafunov, and Huroy Yosimi Oidi Adayoim Azeh? The beginning of this Halki Lafunov that they went before me. Before them, before the Amorish Lam, they went in front. And then the Bechin of Beroyo, you see, the Amorish Lam is my shepherd, my Keroye. May Oidi Adoyem Azeh. We find Chazal. Chazal say, the same as Gemara. One of the followers. More of Sochem, it says, in the Pasuk Yishaya, Anovi v'holchi amim rabim v'omri l'chi b'na'le el har Hashem el beis alikei Yankiv. Yeah, it's referring to the beis HaMikdash. Let's go up to the har Hashem, the beis alikei Yankiv, to the home of alikei Yankiv, of Yankiv Vinu's God. Says alikei Yankiv, v'loy alikei Avraham Yitzchok. They're calling it a beis alikei Yankiv, and not the Kei Avraham Yitzchak. Why? So the Gemara says, like Avraham, shekuses by har, not like Avraham Avini that it says har. It's called har. Shenemar Asher Yayomer Ayoim Har Hashem Yeruah. Beis Hamikdash is called a mountain. But like Yitzchak, shekuses by Suda. Shenemar Vayetz Yitzchak Basiach Basuda, and that Suda refers to the Mukam Hamikdash. Not like Avraham Avini that was called a har, not like Yitzchak that was called a suda, like Yankiv, shekorei bayis, that's called a bayis. And then, vayipin l'shem ha-mukam ahi, base kale, it's called a bayis. The base ha-mikdosh, the mukam ha-mikdosh is called a bayis. And here too, the base of the Yankiv, referred to the Yankiv because it's not a har, it's not a suda, it's a bayis. What's the chat in such a gemur? What's going on over here? There's a shtick on the Shloyach and the Besyankiv in this week's parasha as well. It speaks about this gemur in Pesuchim. The Sfurim, our Sfurim HaKadoshim of Ishbet Radin has many places that refers to this Chazal. The shtick on gemur is a Givaldiki Yesoid. I just want to say what the Besyankiv over here writes. Har. Suda, these are all madregis, which are not relevant to every single person. Tahar is considered someone that's pure and elevated above Tavis Olam Hazeh. It's a har, a mountain. A suda refers to someone that has his batlis, the Ribbono Shel Olam, legamri, his bottle and mevutl, like a suda, like a field that you step on. He's in ganz and bottle to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the seeds that you plant in the Suda, which become nothing before they start growing. These are very, very precious midas. But not everyone is zoicha to reach these madregas. Yankev Vini called the Mukam HaMikdash, but Samir called it a bias. What's a bias? Doesn't make a difference where you are, what you are. It's your home. It's a home. A home is a place that's yours consistently and constantly. It's yours. It's a bias. It's not dependent on any mida. It's not dependent on any madrega that you have. No, every single yid has the place that he calls home. Every single yid has where to turn to, no matter what, where he is in this world. That's the koich of Yankiv Avini. Like the Pusik says in Bullock, Ka'es Yayum Eli Yankiv El Yisrael Ma'pual Ka'el. Ka'es, the boy of Loilam was mayor. He lit up for Yankiv Avini this Nikud of Chol Eis, of Chol Shu. Constantly, without any moment that you have, you can always turn to Hashem. You can always turn to the Mukam Amigdosh, to the Bayit. It's your home. Just remember, this is your home that you can always return to. It's a Moridika thing. It's a Moridika Zach that Yankiv Avinu established for Klal Yisrael for all generations. He said, Man, no, you're Mukam Azeh. And eventually he said, oh, this is the Bayit. This is the place that every person can call home. Every Yid can turn to, no matter what situation it is, whatever he needs. The Yabonim Shalom Olam, he can always turn to the Baruch Shalom. He doesn't have to be an elevated Madrega. He doesn't have to be bottle and mevukel to the Baruch Shalom like a Kasuda. He could be a Yid, the Zera, a Das Yankiv, and he has a place that he calls home. It's the Bayis. And that's why when we refer to the Mukam HaMikdash, we call it the Beis HaMikdash. We don't call it a high, we don't call it a Suda, because we attach ourselves and we hold on to the Koyche Shaloysa Yizuk and Yankiv Avini. This is the Bayis. This is our home. And we're always there. This is the place. The Mashaloy Chamoydik thing over here. Yankiv Avinu is benching
Yitzchak. I thought the whole thing, Yankiv Avinu, was also mainly to show us what the Yitzchak are going to do in Galus. And Galus didn't have a Bayis.
Beis HaMikdash, when we're referring to over here to the place, we're not talking about Beis HaMikdash. We're talking to the Mukam HaMikdash. When the Yid davens to the Mukam HaMikdash, it's also called a Bayis. Adrab. We're talking about, and Avraham Avinu called it a Har, it was before the Beis HaMikdash even existed there. And Yitzchak Avinu called it a Soda, it was before the Beis HaMikdash even existed over there. And even more, when Yaakov called it a Bayis, it was also before the Beis HaMikdash existed over there. That Mukam HaMikdash is the Shoyish of the Ashrois HaShchina way before the Beis HaMikdash and way after. Yidden always have their eyes set. Einayim b'libon, like the Pusik says, Meluchim, Einayim b'libi sham kol ayumim. The Mukam HaMikdash is the place where Yid focuses to constantly mechavenim et libam, Mukam HaMikdash, whenever they daven. They turn to the Bayis, it's a Bayis. Benois of Lazer, every Beis HaMikdash Ma'at is also a Bayis, because it's a Mayain of the Beis HaMikdash. You go to a Beis HaMikdash, you go to a Shul, you go to a Yeshiva, you know, a Beis HaMikdash, it also applies this Madrega of Bayis. This is the Beis Yankiv. Beis Shloich says over here, Zoy. Yankiv is benching Yosef HaTzadik, and he says, well, the Kimash and Salchi Avoy Selefuna of Avrom Yitzchak. Avrom Yitzchak won a high Madrega. They was Halchi Lefunov, they walked in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. For them it was enough. One word of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were able to work with that, and they knew exactly what has to be done in other situations that they compared to it. They had Givaldike Koiches. That's Madregas of Har, Suda. Avrom Yitzchak won a high Madregas. Yankiv says, I am a simple Madrega. I need the Ribbono Shel Olam with me constantly. I have to be in my home. Aroya is someone that goes along with the sheep, with the behemoths, doesn't let go, doesn't leave them for a moment. It's a constantly with them. Aroya oisi meoidi ad yom hazeh. And that was the koich of Yankiv Avinu. Avraham v'Yitzchak, the Ribbono Shel Olam opened to them a small door, Pesach Kutin. They took that door and they mumarchiv it into a pischa shel ulam. To be mekayim the tzoyin Hashem is burach, and they will make duva metoich duva. About ich Yankiv Avinu, anything I do, I wait till the Baruch Shem should be meir einai. He should light up my eyes. What should I do now? I always need the Baruch Shem in every moment. I always have to turn to him to daven. I always need siyata d'shmaya. I always need hadruche. And this was be'etzem Yankiv Avinu's shiftless, but it was as godless. And this Nekudi Yankiv Avinu was the Bechir Shavuos. Because this is the Madrega that the Baruch Shel Olam is manik, the person Tamidi, he's constantly with him. David HaMelech, who Klal Yisrael looks up to him and to Mashiach ben David, Mizma LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor. Mizma LeDavid, David HaMelech says, Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd. Lo yechsa. Lo yechsa means I'm not missing anything. The mashlech taisha means also I'm never missing the hashgachas Hashem. Hashem roi lo yechsa. I'm never missing it. I'm trying to know. Okay, I have it a few moments. It's good enough for me. No, I need it consistently and constantly. Not only I have it, I'm also I recognize that the Rebbe Shlomo is with me always. When the Yid turns to the Rebbe Shlomo, he's in the spalul of Tefillah Shleima. Right away, the Rebbe Shlomo answers him because it's a bias. Your home, it's a home. A home is a consistent thing. A har, you don't live in the mountain. You go to the mountain sometimes. You go to the field sometimes. It's not your bias. But the bias is the place where a person is constantly there. And the Rebbe Shlomo is roi oisi. Hashem roi lo yechzor. Because Hashem is roi, that's why lo yechzor. I'm not missing his hashgachas Hashem. That's why gam ki elch begeit al moves. Lo yiruki atay mudi. The Rebbe Shlomo is constantly with me, even if I'm going begeit al moves, even if I'm in the valley of death. There's a shtickle that my shlich speaks about sayin chedik aluf, sayin chedik beis in this week's parsha. Chedik aluf is a shtickle by Yoime. Chedik beis is a shtickle by Yevurach. And this is what he says. The ending of passion, of re'ei, of a shepherd. A shepherd is a consistent thing. A minute is something that you have to use as a shepherd, a consistent. The moon is not something that you have sometimes. It's something that you have constantly. The Baruch Shem is with me always. Kigumal alayimoy. What touch kigumal alayimoy? Like a mother with a newborn child. Mother with a newborn child that's yoinik, which they imoy. It's kigumal alayimoy. Child constantly needs the mother. Always needs the mother. Okay, the mother says, okay, right now give you food and next time you'll eat by yourself. A few hours you'll come back. It's not that way. It's constant. Because without the mother, the child doesn't have any food. It's constantly, kigumal aleimoy. That's the pusik in Tehillim. Ashlech speaks about it as well in Chedek Aleph. He speaks about it in Vayeshev. He brings out this capital Tehillim that we just mentioned. Capital Tehillim. Just a moment, let me find the shtickle over here. Chedik Beis. A person has to be in the top of Hashem constantly. Just like when a person is born, he has no das, he has to constantly come on. That's how a person is supposed to turn to the Rebbe Shlomo. I need you constantly. And Mele, the capital finishes off, the not finish it. Yachad Yisrael al Hashem, Meyat V'yadoy Lo. Person is in the top of the Yeshua Hashem. And he said, Alech Hashem Nafshi Yeso. I need you constantly, you carry me always. That's Mokrovish Yusei Lovoi. Yachad Yisrael al Hashem, Meyat V'yadoy Lo. And that's what happened with Yehuda and the Shvatim. Yishav Teshiftei Ko. Oisik B'mechilas Yosef, that's what Chazal say. Medesh Rabbe. Right, the Shvatim are asukim b'mechilus shel Yosef. Yosef was usik b'sakoy v'tanisoy, and Reuben was usik b'sakoy v'tanisoy, and Yaakov was usik b'sakoy v'tanisoy, and Yehuda was usik likach l'yisha. The Rebbe Shlomo was usik. He was boyer oyer shel Melech Hamashiach. Meshloich Maz, what does it mean? It means that b'shas everyone was busy with their own cheshbonis. The Shvatim were b'mechias Yosef, and they were busy sakoy v'tanisoy doing tshuva. Yehuda was usik. With an akuda of likach leisha, Yehuda was Oisik in a situation of Yerida. He was in a situation of Yerida. Vayered Yehuda me'esechov, and the Rebbe Shlomo was megale that this Yerida, when you have this Yerida, you should know. But the Rebbe Shlomo is there with you constantly, and that's where the Rebbe Shlomo created Oyder Shem Melech Hamashiach. Because the Oyder Shem Melech Hamashiach is something that's alive with the Yidden constantly. You grab on to the ani man be minish leim mevias Hamashiach. V'yavol bishi yisma mei emkol zeachakoloi b'chol yom sheyovoi. That's the koich of Melech Hamashiach. That's the koich of David HaMelech. That's the koich of Yehida. The Rebbe Shlomo created the order for Melech Hamashiach dafka in this situation, because this is what Yehida need. When they're in a situation with their Yerida, the Yerida, they know, but there's always a bias to turn to. There's always a bias to call home. There's always a bias. The Eibush says, Hashem mugim badi kvoidi meirim roish. Tomorrow they can stick in Bayeshev, and now I'll walk to Gesedra. This is an idea the Meshlech speaks about many, many times. David HaMelech, this was David HaMelech's Mida, Hashem Roel Yechzor, Kigum Lalei Nafshoi, Kigum Lalei Imoi. Also, he did not understand that, like you mentioned before, what keeps a Yid through Golus? What keeps a Yid to sustain himself through all the years of hardship that he has? A Yid needs Panus. Tzidka Kohen speaks about this Tikkun Lomai Shloich, and he speaks about this Nekuda. A Yid needs Panus. A Yid can turn to the Boy Shloich, he daven him once in a while. He says, yeah, I need Panus, the Marshal should help me out. Siyata Dishmaya, Panus. To my Shloich, that's not enough. A Yid has to constantly believe and understand that he needs the Boy Shloich constantly with him. Stop shot that sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I need your help. I need the Muslim constantly. I need a bias. Hashem Roy, Lo Yechso. If it's Hashem Roy, then it's Lo Yechso. Yidu is Zoyche to Panusa if he believes, if he internalizes his Mashrish Bekir boy, is deeply embedded in him and rooted within him, as was that he needs the Muslim to be Malavim, the Kim Roy, Oisim, Yoidi Adu Yamazet. I need you. I can't do anything by myself. I need you. The more Yid is Samech under the Rebbeinu Shloilom, the more Yid relies only on the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and the more Yid turns to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, constantly davens, like a capital to him, he davens before he does anything, a business or whatever it is. The Rebbeinu Shloilom gives him the Siyata Shmai. He turns to Eibishta, I need you. Kegum lalei imoy. Kegum lalei nafshi. That's who I am. Ich bin a Dovid HaMelech. I'm a Yehudi, Ani. I'm a Yid. I'm Nikra Hashem Yehuda. Dovid HaMelech. I live with Amun HaBiyas HaMashiach. I live with Dovid HaMelech, Mashiach Ben Dovid. That's what I live with. I live with the Kim HaRoi Yoyim HaRoi Deyo Adayim HaZem. For me, Har, so did Yisrael Madregis. I need the Boy Shloim constantly with me. If a Yid believes in that he can't do anything without the Boy Shloim, and he relies only on the Boy Shloim, then the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Hashem roi lo yechzor. Kam kiyer, we get some others, lo yiruk yati imudit. We get a sigh, the gabi yiruchnias, a sigh, the gabi gashmias. The Tzidka Kohen says clearly, we get the gabi gashmias as well. Yid, the gabi panus, the gabi nachas, the gabi anything a person has in this world. The more a person realizes that everything is the Rebbeinu Shlom, the more a person believes that everything is the Rebbeinu Shlom, the more a person soimich only under the Rebbeinu Shlom. Everything else is ayin, ka'ayin, ka'ayin. Nothing. Avada, a person does the shtadlus and he tries and everything, but everything is the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Not only a person says it, but a person knows it. A person feels it. The more a person is mashrish this amunah bekirboy, the more the Rebbeinu Shloilom says lo yechso. The more the Rebbeinu Shloilom says, okay, Avada, every mother, the child needs the mother is there for the child. The Rebbeinu Shloilom is there for a Yid. The more a Yid is soimchanim, the more the Rebbeinu Shloilom is going to help, the more the Rebbeinu Shloilom is there. And this is what Yaakov Avinu was brought to Yosef HaTzadik. It's a more dikavruch he gave Yosef HaTzadik. You should know. Sai, the Kimah Shetal Chavos al Funav, okay, Maskim, Avrum Yitzchok. But even more, the Kimah Roy Yosef Yoyde Adoyem Azeh. That the Kim should be with you constantly. Hamal Chagoy Loisim Kolru Yivurich Asanurim Bekuri Bem Shmi B'Shem Avoyisai. My name and the Shem Avoyisai. Because not enough Shem Avoyisai. Shem Avoyisai is not going to be relevant for every single person. But Shmi together with Shem Avoyisai. You have Shmi, you have my Madrega, but the Kim Aroyo is Mioidi. There's a shepherd. There's Dovid HaMelech's Mide. There's the Tehillim for Dovid HaMelech. That's the Bechir Sheva Uvis. That's the bias that we turn to. That's our home. A home is a place where a person feels always that he can fall back on, rely on. And he always needs that place. If a person doesn't have the home, then everything, there's no Yishva Das, he doesn't have anything. Even though the person comes home only once a week, but at least he has that place that he calls home that he can fall back on. If he doesn't have that as well, everything is mixed up. Everything is no use without anything a person does. He's only there once a week. So all week, everything else. But the only reason why he has the koyach of succeeding all week long is because he has the bias. He has that home that's constantly there waiting for him. The warmth of his home waiting for him. He has always had that warmth of the bias. And when he's the chavnes liboy, when he davens, he's mechamnes libos to the mukam amigdash, and he has a mind of bias. Ki basically based tefillah, it's a bias of tefillah. Even the goyim understand that. You could have the choluam, the goyim call it a bias. For yidin, it's a bias. It's a bias. It's a home to fall back on. And yid understands that. And a yid always knows that that's the bias. And the goyim shalom helps. And he has a tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya. And then the goyim shalom gives him panusa, berevach, b'shefa. Because you're relying on the Eibishter. We have no one to rely on the Rebbein Shloilom. I'm saying Mechloni on the Rebbein Shloilom. If Loi Shivizi v'demamti nafshi kegumel alei imoy, kegumel alei nafshi. Yachad Yisrael al Hashem yatu v'adoilom. My only hope to the Eibishter, my hope is only for the Rebbein Shloilom. Yachad Yisrael al Hashem yatu v'adoilom. The more we do that, the more we understand that, the Oyder Shal Melech HaMashiach has created for that. I think there's a moral lesson from this week's parasha. Because this bracha that Yosef gave you, the Yankov gave Yosef, this is the bracha that's Malavos still today. This is the bracha that we have still today, that he gave Yosef Atzadik. My bracha is Yosef Ayoyimah. So the Kim Asher Salchi, the Kim Aroy Yosef Miyodi Adayim Azeh. We try to refer to the Baruch as a Roya. He's our Roya. He's our shepherd. And we're Nachtu Amcho, the Tzoy Marisecho. We're Amcha v'Tzoyin Marisecho. That's who we are. We're your nation, we're your Tzoyin. Right? After Uni Tzoyinani, we're the sheep, after Yainu. The Muslim is our shepherd. The Muslim is helpful, we should be Zoyche. To be able to have Siyat Rishmaya, to be able to rely on the Rebbein Shloilom and to believe in it, and to feel it, to live with it. And the more we have that, the more successful we'll be. Sayin and Yoni Ruchnius. Sign in Yon Gashmias, all in Yon Panos and Naches, from our kids, we have to rely on the Rebbein Shloilom. Many times we see that without the Rebbein Shloilom, it's nothing. We realize that whatever we do, it's not worth anything. Everything is the Rebbein Shloilom. Out of Toymach Kairuli, you're everything. But sometimes it's not enough that we see it. We have to believe it more and more. The more we believe it, the more we chazer over. The more we review it and we say it again and again and understand it and learn it again and again, the more the Rebbein Shloim says, oh, you rely on me, I give you. Hashem Roi, Lo Yechso. Okay, I get to Shabbos Eden.